Welcome, episode 10 here of the Nash Country Cooks Podcast. Well, happy summer. It's Bill West, Nash FM 96.9 here in Charleston, South Carolina, coming to you from the very warm studios here. And actually, we got kind of a summertime topic today with a guest talking about traveling for your favorite food places, including the top 10 places for traveling for barbecue. Nashville's on the list, and so is Charleston. A lot of country music in both of those places, and a lot of barbecue. So we'll get into that in just a second. One note for you. If you want to find out more about me, it's bill@barbecuetricks.com. Check out the website over there, all things barbecue. Not a lot of country music, but got some of the podcasts featured there. And I just put out a book, Barbecue Blueprint, which is available on Amazon. Get details on the website. And even if you want a free book, I've got a freebie there too called Barbecue Sides and Sauces. Just go to barbecuetricks.com. It'll pop right up. All right, without further ado, let's get into summertime travel for barbecue and some true country cooking. So the question is, would you travel for the food that you love? And according to this recent survey by cheaptickets.com, about 50% of Americans will do just that. I know I would and have. In fact, I've been to Memphis. And as we're starting ready to get into the summer months, there are 10 barbecue cities that are the most desired, that can't be beat. And to talk about the survey and share some of the tips, we've got CheapTickets.com travel expert Justine McDonald. And you're in Memphis, right? That's one of my favorite barbecue destinations.
That's right. I'm coming to you from Memphis today. And it is one of the country's most iconic destinations for barbecue. It's also a great weekend city for a destination such as 4th of July holiday. This year's list is includes 10 wonderful destinations known for their delicious barbecue. You'll be familiar with one of the cities on the list because that is Charleston. You guys have some great cuisine there, and our customers were excited to vote for you.
So what, well, tell me, what's the top 10 and what did it take?
Well, the Cheap Tickets team of editors selected the best barbecue destinations throughout the country. Then we kicked it over to consumers for them to rank their very favorites. Topping the list, we have Austin, Texas, followed by Memphis, San Antonio, Kansas City, Nashville, Charleston, St. Louis, New Orleans, Greenville, South Carolina, and Atlanta.
Wow, Greenville. That surprises me, too. Okay. So since you're in Memphis, do you narrow it down to specific? I mean, I have a quick, my favorite barbecue place in the world is the Rendezvous there, right where you are in Memphis downtown. But do you drill it down to specific places?
I can in Memphis because last night I also ate at the Rendezvous and it was fabulous. The dry rub, slow cooked pork ribs were absolutely mouthwatering. And in a past visit, I also hit up Corky's. They have some delicious barbecue as well. So those are two spots that I think are really stand out here.
Yes. Now, you have to remember, and you probably know this, Sundays. You can't expect to go to the Rendezvous on Sunday. They're closed. But so you got all the different places. What was the list ranked on? How was it all combined?
Our Cheap Tickets editor selected barbecues, destinations most well known for their iconic barbecue scenes, and then the definitive ranking came from the consumers who voted on their opinion of their very favorite spot.
Very cool. So do you, in the list, do you say, like in Charleston, do you have specific places in this area?
I don't have specific places in Charleston, but what I do know is that in all of these destinations, there are dozens of wonderful restaurants that really specialize in that local area flavor style of barbecue. And I think that one of the things that makes barbecue such a fun and exciting cuisine to talk about is that there is such a regional flair to the preparations and sauce and rubs that are used so that each different place throughout the U.S. really has sort of its own unique and special take. And I think that that's a really cool part of the barbecue culture that just continues to heat up nationwide.
So people are traveling for these destinations, specifically for, like, I've heard of a barbecue trail before, but people go to the specific areas just for that?
Yeah. In our recent survey, more than 50% of travelers said that they were willing to travel for their favorite cuisines. We've asked that question over the last several years with our survey, and this year more than ever, we have the highest response of, yes, we will do just that.
Wow. Are there like activities too, like cook-offs or something that people go to, or is it more just different festivals?
Well, here in Memphis, they host the annual barbecue festival every May, and that's a big event. And there are all sorts of events like this nationwide, cook-offs and in both small venues and large venues. So there are so many different ways to taste all of the different fun barbecue flavors.
So if I'm, one thing I try and do, or the one thing nice since we're in Charleston or whatever, if I want to try and go for a more affordable trip, it's not quite a staycation, but driving someplace, what advice could you give somebody that's looking for a good travel deal?
Well, I have a couple tips for saving on travel.
Okay.
One big tip if you're driving is to not rule out three-star property. So lower star rating and lower prices do not have to mean a less enjoyable stay. Be sure to check out the user reviews, and you can be sure to match a hotel with your needs that also fits your budget. If you're in a rent a car, you can book a package, and by booking a package and your hotel together, you'll save on overall budget as opposed to booking those components separately. And then my last tip would be, if you are flying, be flexible with the dates. Search plus or minus a day for 4th of July weekend. July 1st is expected to be the busiest day for travel. So if you can avoid that day, you'll not only avoid some of those crowds, you can also save some extra money.
All right. So I actually have a trip planned mid-July for Nashville. Any tips on that?
Well, that sounds fabulous. First of all, I would definitely say you have to hit up the live music scene in Nashville. It's a wonderful city. In fact, for 4th of July, Sheryl Crow is headlining a free concert in Nashville, which sounds really cool. But while you're there, if you book a hotel, I would check out cheaptickets.com. We have lots of promotions to save some extra dollars on your hotel stay, and you can find those at cheaptickets.com/BBQ travel. There you'll find more information on the Barbecue Smackdown, including things to do, places to eat, and a promotional code to save you some more money.
Tell me about the Smackdown.
The Smackdown is our survey. So the CheapTickets.com team of editors selects their top destinations, and then our customers get to vote on their very favorite.
Oh, I got it. So we can go there and see, like, the full results. What more details do they have in that we can jump and get to?
Yeah, you can check out things to do in the cities that we have listed, ways to save, and also the places to eat.
Okay.
For additional information on the Barbecue Smackdown, you can also check out our blog, and we have some even more detailed information there that can help you plan those trips.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so we're in Charleston. We're also a country station, a Nash station, so I'll go there, and I want to check out the details on Nashville, since I'm going there. And also, got to go see what we're talking about here in Charleston as well. What's your favorite place?
I'm a big fan of Chicago Q in my home sweet home of Chicago. They have really excellent ribs and cornbread there, and I love to hit that place up.
Really? Okay. And Chicago's on the list?
Chicago's not on the list, no. But, we love barbecue, too.
Well, being originally from Glenview, Illinois, I know my Chicago, but it's been a long time, so I don't know the current joints. I'm going to have to check out that one you just mentioned.
Yeah, you should check that out. And another good one is Lily Q when you're in our neck of the woods. So those are two good spots for you.
One more time, what's the website and where do we get the specific details?
Check out cheaptickets.com/BBQ travel. For more information on the Barbecue Smackdown, including places to go, things to eat, and even some promo codes that will save you some extra dollars on future hotel stays.
Justine McDonald, CheapTickets.com travel expert. Thank you. Travel safely. Enjoy the rest of Memphis. I would recommend going to Sun Studios, too, while you have some time. And also maybe the Gibson Guitar Factory.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. I will have to do just that.
Hey, thank you for enjoying some of our podcast this week, and make sure you subscribe. And if you have not yet, one more reminder, jump and do a little review or a star review, just like they do in the App Store. You can review and make comments on podcasts, and we would love for you to do that. It helps spread the word with iTunes and Audio Boom and all that. So if you are familiar with iTunes, you just got to dig in and find it on your phone a little bit. Sometimes hard. Please subscribe, and we'll do more. In fact, next week I'll take some of the people that have made comments and reward y'all with some prizes out of our country music closet. Also, one more reminder, barbecuetricks.com. Go get our free book there called Barbecue Sauces and Sides. It's available for you. And check out my new book, Barbecue Blueprint, on Amazon. It's Bill West. It's Bill West if you want to find out. It's Bill West if you want to correspond with me. Either go to NashFM969.com or send me an email, bill@barbecuetricks.com. And thanks again to Nash Country Weekly. Those guys have been really, or NashCountryDaily.com. They've been doing a great job spreading the word on all the great country music. All right, I'm going to leave you with some last final words about food. And since we just talked about Chicago and my hometown, I'm going to pull the words from the late, great Cubs announcer Harry Carey, who once said, quote, "We all know the moon isn't made out of blue cheese, but if it were made out of spare ribs, would you eat it?"